Well, it is a Tuesday in October. That means, well, it's time for another Tech Tuesday with our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie. Sarah joins us, well, most Tuesdays when we don't have Share-a-thon, that is, and talk a little bit about what's coming to your inbox. There is an email coming, well, but it's not a roundup from today's shows, but it is a big thank you for our Share-a-thon. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Thank you, Brenda.
Well, we're all feeling a little bit more rested from the weekend. It was a long week, but fantastic Share-a-thon week. And so for you, from your perspective, because you were kind of coming in and out throughout the day, kind of what was some of the highlights for you for Share-a-thon week?
Oh, I love Share-a-thon. It is a long week and we are very tired. But I think for me this year, I really just love seeing our Catholic community come together. I feel like I always enjoy all the different guests that come in, the priests and religious, our show hosts, people involved in different ministries. And so that's always really fun. But this year there was so many of them in person, and it's fun to even see them like interact with each other. You know, they guests overlap their hour and, you know, they just say, hey, like, how nice to see you. And it's just fun to see that, you know, that camaraderie just between like all these different religious organizations and parishes and things in our area. And, you know, between our volunteers, also just hearing from all the different people who supported Share-a-thon, you know, Pat reads off all those thank yous. And you see how many parishes all these different people are from and all their prayer intentions. And it's just really cool to see that we have support from such, you know, a wide variety of places. And I'm just so grateful, especially as we got toward the end of the week, I just kind of had this overwhelming sense of just like gratitude, and just I was just felt very uplifted and very encouraged by this community around us.
It's humbling.
Yes, really.
It's very humbling to know how many people listen, how many people especially support Mater Dei Radio. I really appreciated, too, how Deborah kept us so well fed.
Yes.
All of the volunteers that came in who brought us amazing meals. And yeah, you're right. Just seeing this, the different priests and religious come in and support us, it was really wonderful. Sarah, throughout the Share-a-thon, you kept coming in and taking little videos when we'd have guests. I know it's difficult for our listeners to listen to, you know, 10, 12 hours a day of Mater Dei Radio to all of the different guests. But by using those videos, they have an opportunity to still know what was some of the things that people were talking about. Tell our listeners what you're doing.
Yeah, so I shared a few of our videos last week, but I will be sharing more on our social media. So make sure you follow our Facebook and Instagram pages so you'll be able to see little clips from our guests. And then also you'll be able to listen actually to all of our guests if you would like to. We'll be putting the full hours for each guest in a separate little podcast on both our Share-a-thon webpage, and there's a section in the app. And I've actually already started doing that, so you can start to see those. And then I'll also be pulling out small clips, especially around vocations, since that was, you know, our Catholic Cares initiative this year. And then also our theme, Pray from the Heart. You know, you, Brenda, and David, and Dina Marie, you all asked such, you know, great questions of our guests. And I was having a hard time. I couldn't even listen to the whole thing since I, you know, would have to run in and out sometimes. And so even for me going back through this audio recording, I'm just finding all these wonderful pieces of advice and testimony from all of our guests. I mean, we heard so many inspiring things last week that I'm still kind of processing them. And so I'll be pulling out little clips kind of about prayer, especially and vocations. And those will also be in a separate podcast playlist. I have a few up now, and there'll be more as the week goes along, both on our website and on our app. And then we will also include links to that in the email later this week.
Well, perfect. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. And hopefully during the last week of Share-a-thon, you were getting some of those social media posts on our Facebook and our Instagram accounts. Sarah, we had a whole list of talking points that we were kind of covering throughout the show, and it dealt specifically with the Hail Mary Media app. Now, for our listeners who maybe didn't hear some of those things, it's incredible. It's incredible the number of people who downloaded it, especially during the week. But more importantly, some of the analytics that you're getting back on the app. Tell our listeners some of what you found out?
The most exciting thing for me is just to see how many people use the app for prayer. It's hard to track every, you know, type of analytic, you know, how many people use it every day across all the different app features, but I can specifically hone in on the audio prayers. And so we found that in the past year since we launched the app that people have used the audio prayers over 18,000 times.
Wow.
Which is incredible that that many prayers are being said just through the audio prayer. So that's not counting the times when someone opens up the text prayer, you know, just to read it, or if they use the video prayer or any of the other prayer features there. But just in the audio prayers alone, over 18,000 times. It was fun to go through, you know, and see all the different prayers and how much they've each been used. The rosary recording with Archbishop Sample has been used over 5,500 times.
Wow.
Which is so beautiful because, you know, that's the core of our apostolate and where our roots are. And so I just love that that is what our users are using the most in the app, followed by the Divine Mercy Chaplet. There's a couple different versions, and those are being used a lot. People are really using those morning and night prayers, and a lot of them have signed up for those daily reminders to get a morning or an evening prayer reminder. And so once you get that reminder notification, you get sent to the morning or night prayer menu, and you can actually just pick, you know, you could pick a different prayer every day, or you could do the same one, but people are really using those. So about 2,000 times for morning prayer and about 2,000 times for evening prayer. So that's been really fun to just see all the ways people are using the prayer feature in our app.
It's an incredible tool. We talk about how powerful tools are, especially when we have social media and apps that we have on our phone. To know that there are that many people using the app, when then you add that on to the people who are listening live every
right.
day, who pray the rosary or who pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet or listen to any of our local shows, the reach is incredible. And we always have fun too. We can see some of the areas and places where people are downloading our podcast
right.
from. International, Mater Dei Radio, and of course by Our Lady's intentions and through the Lord's you know, giving to us in every way. It's just been such a wonderful thing. And it's just great to, you know, to have you on board, that you created that app, and now, well, lives are being affected because it's so. All in all, though, again, a great week. The app is wonderful. Well, we look forward to that email when it comes out. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thanks, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. If you don't have the Hail Mary Media app, well, you should get it today. Go to your favorite app store, type in Hail Mary Media. You'll find that beautiful blue logo of Mater Dei Radio. It's absolutely free to download and begin using it today. You can also find out more information at materdeiradio.com.